Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Think about Gideon. Gideon was a man who wasn't thinking about doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually hiding and eking out a living in a wine press. Just kind of, he's hiding because he's, every time he would do something and everybody would do something, God's people would do something. This whole spirit of strife, or, you know, Midianites, they would come in. If you look at the word Midianite, that means strife. This whole contention mm-hmm. would come in, and it mm-hmm. would just take anything you had in your savings account, anything that you had, any positive growth, and so he had to hide to be able to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And in this place where everybody was hiding out and God's people felt just broken, which I believe that we're possibly just going to have to go there because we haven't got there yet, to so that we would begin to look up and look to God.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever it takes, you know, we want as many as possible to be saved and to know him. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden the Lord shows up and he sees this man eking out a living, you know, hiding, terrified. And he says, you know, mighty man of valor. This angel says this mm-hmm. to Gideon. And Gideon starts looking over his shoulder going like, what?
All right.
You know, what you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, what you talking about, Willis? And so, you know, with that, a long story short, God chose Gideon, who was the weakest and the least likely, to be able to begin to do something that he could show himself mighty in the midst of when all of God's people are terrified,
mm-hmm.
that are hiding in caves and just trying to eke out a living in the midst of this mm-hmm. one, this great oppression in the land. And listen, there's going to be more people against God than for God, sad to say. That's what it's going to be. Wide is the road that leads to destruction. What does that mean? The crowd, it doesn't necessarily mean it's for God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody's for a good song and a good beat and a good, you know, come on. Mm-hmm. I mean, hair done the right way with a hair product. I mean, everybody wants to look at that hair. You know, but when it boils down to it, I see you're for the hair, but are you for Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand that 19% are the only ones, you know, reading the word according to George Barna, the Bible. But if you read it, you know, some things that we're just openly doing and broadcasting, he says plainly, you know, that we shouldn't be doing that. It doesn't mm-hmm. please him.
Right.
And so all these things take in place with the radical Islam, not only radical Islam, but also with Israel under attack, and they're after God's people, which is JJ we talked about, you know, the first hour, mm-hmm. you know, the Jews and Jesus. And you think about it, oh my goodness. And I think about Mike Bickle's ministry out of Kansas City, Missouri, where they have the International House of Prayer, right. And in that they have 24/7 prophetic worship, mm-hmm. Word worship and all that. And you think about Gideon's army and all these things going on. And I heard on, I think it was October the 23rd, something I want to share with you, October 23rd, where Missy Edwards, she's leading. If you haven't, you need to hook up to IHOP and support them mm-hmm. and be a part and connect your heart to them. And because if you are in the body of Christ, they are you and you are them, and we need each other. But so they list prophetic songs and different things that happen, and they started listening here. And Jacob, when you hear Jacob, understand that's Israel. So when you hear somebody say, oh, Jacob, Jacob, where are you, Jacob? That's Israel. Oh, Israel, mm-hmm. Israel, where are you, Israel? And he says that, you know, you'll be scattered across the lands, but I'll gather you back. And so when you start hearing, oh, Jacob, Jacob, where are you? Mm-hmm. It's trying to find the Jews and bring them back to their homeland because the Jews are going to be saved. And so, but then, I mean, you got to hear this, but radical Islam and the things that are taking place. And I just want you to hear it. Listen up.
Jacob, where are you? Scott
Nile, Jerusalem, stone and tile line the walls of the holy city. Marching in single file, Gideon's army of angels, infinity. Traveling back to the land, outstretched hand like utopia. A cornucopia, promised land, milk and honey. From Ethiopia, from the four corners of the earth, a slippery slope through the scope of a sniper rifle. I hear the hope of the viper's disciple of Islamic, seek, kill and destroy. My people, seek, kill and destroy. Desert heat stifling, sadistic false peace. The mark of the beast rises and defeats the high priest. Like a wolf in sheep's clothing, desert darkness will increase. Splitting hairs, splitting tears, spitting harvest over beats. Bowls of the wrath flipped over, wheat from the chaff roved over. Every stone turned over, every heart checked for pulse. The altar smokes and smolts, a holy host of holy ghosts. Filled watchmen at their post, thunder clouds and lightning bolts. The altar smokes and smolts, a holy host of holy ghosts. Filled watchmen at their post, thunder clouds and lightning bolts. Watchmen stand, watchmen stand at your post. A holy host, a holy ghost, filled watchmen at the post, under clouds and lightning bolts, the altar smokes and smolts.
Jacob,
as the altar smokes and smolts, under clouds and lightning bolts,
scattered among the nations,
back to the land,
return,
as the altar smokes and smolts,
return,
under clouds and lightning bolts,
to
calling you back to the land,
from among the nations.
Like a burning firebrand plucked up from the fiery furnace, with a gift of spiritual discernment, supernatural sight. Be led by the burning bush, pillar, fire, cloud by night, a cloud by day, a lamp by night. It's time to fight like Gideon's army with eyesight. Prophetic, stand with the Jews. I hate anti-Semitic. Eat the scroll, read the words the prophets told. You gotta be bold, like a hammer, Hebrew hearts grown cold. A different manner, different tactic. A matter of fact, it's by the blood that religion becomes charismatic. Static electricity flows from the Ark of the Covenant, before the holy place, before the holy throne. The dry bones answer the call and come home. No longer a heart of stone, we prophesy flesh, life from the dead. Light from the dead upon the chest, a crest of gold like Jerusalem's lion, save Zion. No longer a heart of stone, the dry bones answer the call and come home, before the holy place, before the holy throne. Static electricity flows from the Ark of the Covenant. Abba Father, call back your people.
Return, return.
No longer a heart of stone, we prophesy flesh.
From among the nations,
before the holy
Jacob,
no longer a heart of stone,
Jacob,
we prophesy flesh, light from the dead.
Scattered among the nations,
Hebrew hearts grown cold.
Return,
the Hebrew hearts grown cold, read the words of prophets told. So we cry out
among the nations,
cry out,
some prophetic release that came out of this week at the International House of Prayer, Kansas City, and I just can't describe how that just resonates in our spirits, because all the things, and of course, if you haven't been in the Word, you don't understand, but he was, as one people would say, he was spitting the Word of God. He was loosing every peripheral aspect of what God is doing, and the throne room of God, and radical Islam, and Israel coming back, and oh, Jacob, where are you? And he says that they were literally letting, when he says he's letting, we're letting the beat separate us. He's talking about that we can't even worship together because we said, I got to have music this way. I got to have music that way. Mm. And we're at this point right now where, you know, the anti-Semitism, that means that the hatred of the Jews. And he says, I hate this anti-Semitism.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at that point right now.
Mm-hmm.
But what does God do at a time like that? What do we do? And the thing is that he rises up an army. He raises up an army, a dress for battle, to be able to fulfill his will.
Mm-hmm.
And his will is his name's going to be glorified. His name's going to be known in all the earth. And so it's just that prophetic release of what God is doing in the earth. It just totally nailed it. And pray for Misty Edwards and International House of Prayer of Mike Bickle, and join Gideon's army.
That's right. That's you.
Listen, you know, he was the weakest and the least likely, but he said, you know what? I heard about this old time religion stuff, and I don't even want to hear it no more because I'm not seeing it. I'm ready to see something now.
That's right.
Something now. And did he have issues? Did he have to deal with some different things? Of course he had to deal with some different things. Was he fearful? Yeah, he was fearful. But, you know, God confirmed what was going on. He went through a process of preparation. God went through a process of filtering. But out of that came Gideon's army that were a few people were used in a way by God to be able to fulfill his will. And I believe all over the world there's flanks, if you would, flanks of armies. And it's a spirit, if you would, of Gideon's armies that are rising up across the world. And find one, you know, be one, join one. Understand that it's going to take men and women who hear from heaven and do exactly what God says do. It's not about doing your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But hearing what is, it's the timings of Issachar. You hear what God's saying in this season and what needs to be done. And yes, any warrior knows it will require your life. So when you enlist in the United States military, when you sign up for the Marines, it tells you very specifically, you have to sign here that you realize that you are saying, I'm willing to lay down my life for this cause.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for our Marines, and I thank God for all of our military men and women, and that they're willing to lay down their life so we can actually have life.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, it's the requirement of us as believers, period. We're supposed to lay down our life, but definitely the few that God is calling to join these flanks across America, they're willing to stand up. Because listen, I got news for you. Mormonism's not going to save America.
No, it ain't.
And I'm not saying that God doesn't love the Mormons. God loves the Mormons. Who does God love? Check it out. You know, we list them all, including you. God loves everybody and us. But the reality is, you know, that's another Jesus. That's another Jesus. And but it is a nicer version of another Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, if you have to pick which one you're gonna, you know, be able to live with. But understand that what's gonna save is Jesus Christ, the church rising up and doing what Jesus said, not another version of Jesus.
That's right.
Doing what God said. And it's gonna be you. If you call yourself a Christian, which means Christ follower, it's time to rise up and follow him. And if you're not following him, you need to decide if you are or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you may be doing a lot of religious things, but think about it. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were doing a lot of religious things, but they weren't following him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he says, if you follow my teachings, then you're really my disciples. Then you'll know the truth, which means you have to walk with him. God will reveal his truth to you, and that truth he reveals to you will set you free.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, go preach my kingdom to everyone, to all nations.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, and those that believe, baptize them, by the way, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. Mm-hmm. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then make them disciples. Teach them what I've commanded you. So all this other garbage and religious stuff that's going on, understand, he says, if you follow my teachings, which means you actually have to know them before you can follow them, then you're really, so it's like, are you the church? Or are you really the church?
Right.
You know, are you? Somebody says, "Oh, you don't have to be a disciple of Jesus. You actually can stay in your sin. You can say a prayer, and do what you want to. It's not a big deal.
It's included in the Word of God. Really,
Yeah.
Really?
The word really, yeah, right. Really? Really? And you have to understand that the great deception has fallen upon the church. Now, obviously, you're not saved by your works, but you're definitely lost by your denial of him by your fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me, he said. And you're not your gift, by the way. And so you've been mesmerizing people because you have the ability to speak, talk, teach, sing, you know, whatever it is, even prophesy. But your life is a mess. It's a mess. And because you're not your gift. And ask the people around you. They'll let you know you're not your gift.
Yeah, right. That's right.
You're confusing me here because you're accurate in the use of your gift. We love the song. But your life is like an abomination to God.
These two don't match here.
You know, one of these things are not like the other, right? Sesame right. Street. And so I want to encourage you, if you have not yet, you may be religious. But listen, if you have not become a follower of Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
if you have not yet met God as your Father and Jesus as your Savior, where you just said, "I'm ready to drop everything and follow you," and Jesus said, "Unless you put your hands to the plow and don't look back, you're not worthy of me, worthy of the kingdom." If that's you, listen, it's better this side, by the way, what's about to take place. I mean, he will accept what if we survive it, because I believe it's going to be. I really believe there's going to be mass death.
Right.
You know, and don't know how it's going to happen. Probably natural disaster looking thing. Different things are happening. It doesn't take much. I mean, you're looking at Syria right now with these chemical weapons. You have the Muslim Brotherhood who we're giving money to be able to bring in the weapons into these areas, and that's what allegedly that Ambassador Stevens was dealing with in Libya was trying to get some of those guns back.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're funneling them through Turkey down into Syria, which Turkey's north of Syria. And our leadership believes that the Muslim Brotherhood is a stable force to be able to give them guns. And understand, the Muslim Brotherhood, this is their goal. The president of Egypt is I saw this with my own, and I don't speak, you know, Arabic. So I had to read the subtitles to it and, to verify, you know, what was going on. But the imam was sitting here talking about, you know, he's sitting here holding his hands up the way a charismatic would in the presence of God. They're all kneeling down and praying at the mosque. And they're saying, you know, destroy Israel, destroy, wipe them off the face of the earth. And he just got his eyes closed like he's having some spiritual moment. And I'm like, this is the president of Egypt. And JJ. And so here we are. You know, here we are. It's happening.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.